Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
It's NBA tip-off week, and FanDuel is your home for live betting. So even if you miss the start of the game or want to ride the hot hand, FanDuel has live bets on everything from who will score next to fourth quarter comebacks. Plus, you can even combine your live bets into a same-game parlay for a shot at a bigger payout. However you want to play, now is the perfect time to join, because FanDuel is giving new customers $300 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. So just visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to sign up today. Play your game with FanDuel, official sports betting partner of the NBA.
Must be 21 plus and present in Virginia. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This episode is brought to you by Alma. There's no reason that, as a clinician, you should be spending hours on paperwork to bill for insurance or not knowing for sure when you'll next be reimbursed for sessions with your clients. If you're interested in seeing clients through insurance but don't want to navigate the process and paperwork on your own, Alma can help. They make it easy to get credentialed with major insurance plans at enhanced reimbursement rates and guarantee payment within 2 weeks. Visit HelloAlma.com to get started. That's HelloAlma.com.
All right, I can't wait to hear what you have to say on what has become the great debate in the city of Chicago, and that is Aaron Rodgers. And as of the recording of this podcast, as we mentioned at the beginning, we don't know if Aaron Rodgers is playing. My gut is that he's probably playing, but the question is, and that we have been bantering on the score, and now we'll have the opportunity to do it here on Take the North, is do you want Aaron Rodgers to play in this game? Do you want to see the backup play? Would you rather see that happen in this game? Or would you rather see the guy who destroyed Chicago one game at a time with his play on the football field? Dan, I've weighed in on this to some degree, so I'm really seriously, genuinely interested in hearing what you have to say first, and then I will refresh our audience on my thoughts on Aaron Rodgers, play or not play.
Well, Take the North founding father, David Haw, presented this question to me on the morning show on Wednesday morning on 670 The Score. And his lens on this whole topic is that the Bears are trying to find their way to 10 victories so that they can find their way into the playoffs. And in order to find your way to 10 victories and punch your ticket in the playoffs, you'd like the easiest road possible, which means Mason Rudolph starting for the Steelers on Sunday at Soldier Field. I pushed back on this vehemently, Mark Grody, because there's two things here for me. Number one, huge fan of football theater. There is no better football theater than Aaron Rodgers, who loves the theater of playing against the Bears in Chicago, forcing his way into the lineup for Sunday and trying to give it one last shot inside the building where he's given Bears fans nightmares and headaches for decades, you know, multiple decades. The other part of this is I would argue that for a team in the stage the Bears are in, you've had your easy games, right? And everyone's talking about, okay, the Bears' path to 7-3. They've gotten here with one of the weakest strength of victory data points in the league at this point. And so this is time for this team to start taking tests, right? And the quality of opponent matters, and the way that they go about this matters. And so I think you are on the same page as I am in regards to, you want Aaron Rodgers out there. You want,
I do.
You want
I
to
do.
Take this test. You want to pass this test. You want to flex
yes.
when you pass this test. And it'll just be really fascinating to see them do it.
That's a really rational way of looking at it too. And I have talked about it and used a different phrase, but signature win. The Bears do not have that signature win this year. And I know we're going to talk 2018, but I think it's fair to say that I brought this up on the score that in 2018, you had, I would say, the Rams game, right?
Sure.
At Soldier Field on that cold night. I know there was a nice win over Minnesota too, while we're at it, in primetime that year. But I think that it was the game against the Rams that was probably their.
That's the one that caught the world's attention, right?
That's
like that
it.
Was that was the game where it was like, this is prime time and we're flexing and we dominated this football game and we're for real, you know? And so I think to your point, like it's like a for real game, right? Like you want to prove you're for real.
Right. And you don't want any caveats, you know, like I understand like the national media is going to, of course, take that into account. Be like, well, they won this game without Aaron Rodgers. So I want to see everything in play. A Steelers team that is 6-4, a Steelers team that this year did beat Indianapolis this year.
They've beat New England.
And New England. They've had some nice wins. They did lose to Cincinnati as well. But so they've had their weird NFL moments. But this is a team to be reckoned with for sure. So I love all of that, but I'll even take it deeper on my inner meatball.
Let's go.
And that is, Dan, he is 24-5 against the Bears regular season in his career.
I lost count, so I'm glad you updated that.
I had to refresh with my little friend AI today on this, but yeah, 24-5 in the regular season, 1-0 in the postseason, 11-3 at Soldier Field. So look, there's never a way that you will have ever gotten the better of Aaron Rodgers, but just take one good swing at him. Just one good. If the Bears, if Aaron Rodgers plays and they beat him and they embarrass him, and let's say they get a pick six, it's still Aaron Rodgers still owns the Bears. Okay, I'll say it. But just a little something on the way out, because it's just ridiculous. If you don't get to this man at this point in his career, then you just know he's got you. So just give a good left hook to the guy, just to show that we're not as bad as he might think we are.
That's my other pushback on the sentiment that you're just trying to find the easiest path to 10 wins. It's like you have to be eager to go after people that have tormented you, right? And a lot of these players and coaches weren't here, but they understand the history of this and they know what this would mean to the city. Listen, since we bring up 2018 on here all the time, the Bears clinched the division that year with a victory over Aaron Rodgers and the Packers. And you know how sweet that was and how satisfying that was to take that guy down. Remember the Khalil Mack back sack, right?
Oh my
God. That football game. And it just that this team playing this brand of football at this stage of this season against this quarterback at this stage of his career. Yes, bring it on, you know, and let's go have that fist fight inside Soldier Field on Sunday and see who emerges victorious. And I think everybody kind of wants that. I certainly probably CBS that's going to broadcast the game. They want that. And so I think Aaron wants it more than anybody too,
You
know, and that's the biggest deal of this whole thing.
I loved and check out the chat there from Studzinski, by the way, eliminated the Packers from the playoffs that day as well. Studzinski says that was a great day. The other thing, honestly, that I do like about Aaron Rodgers, and this could be hard to take maybe for some Bears fans, I like his engagement in the rivalry. I like it when he talks. Look, he's crushed the Bears, all right? So maybe he's just pandering a little bit, but he seems to genuinely like the city of Chicago. He talked about growing up being a Bulls fan and a Cubs fan because of WGN. I know he digs the city, right?
I believe we have some of that here from today in Pittsburgh of Aaron Rodgers talking about his desire to play in this football game. Studs, bring it.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller. the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
There's incentive for every opponent, but I have enjoyed many a Sunday and Monday and many Thursdays in that city. It's a great sports town, phenomenal sports fans, and great place to play.
Aaron, do you sort of thrive off of being the villain there a little bit? You sort of enjoy that?
I'd rather not be. I mean, I'm not in Green Bay anymore. I feel like we can let bygones be bygones. Maybe I can, I guess. It's a great rivalry. I mean, in the history of all sports, you talk about the Lakers and the Celtics and the Red Sox and the Yankees. You got to talk about the Packers and the Bears. And there's been some great memories there. When I first got to Green Bay, the Bears had the all-time series lead. When I left, the Packers did. Since Jay Love has taken over, it's even gotten better. But I hope those fans can put that put that behind them. I'm sure they can't. I'm going to expect them to, but I really enjoy the city. They got great sportsmen. I grew up watching WGN on my five channel TV back in the day, so I was a Cubs fan and a Bulls fan. How can you not be a Bulls fan unless you don't like Michael Jordan? I did. I loved him. So it was a lot of fun memories over the years playing there.
Every holiday shopper's got a list, but Ross Shoppers, you've got a mission. Like a gift run that turns into a disco snow globe, throw pillows, and PJs for the whole family, dog included. At Ross, holiday magic isn't about spending more. It's about giving more for less. Ross, work your magic.
Oh, man. See, I do like that stuff. But then as I listen to it, the tone with which he speaks, it's all on one level. It's like, oh, yeah, man, I love the Chicago and Michael Jordan, but I will tear your throat out. I respect what the Bears did in the 80s, but I own your asses.
It's been a great rivalry. Of course, I'm the one that threw the touchdown pass to Randall Cobb, if you remember that one in 2013. So I was able to do that. This was pre-you, but we actually did a podcast episode with Aaron Rodgers from his darkness retreat a few years back. He came and visited the podcast from the darkness cave. So he is a friend. He is a friend of the podcast. And yeah, you know, he does like to just subtly kind of bring us up to speed on how well he's done here and how much I respect Chicago. And yeah, I own them and I've owned them forever. And as Mark Brody just said today, you know, no matter what happens Sunday, I'll still own them.
Yeah, I love the two. I think I like how he throws around the. I think I want to say that when I got here, the Bears won had the all time rivalry, but
we won like 19 out of 20, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, but I respect the hell out of them. Love their city. Love Bozo the Clown. Love MJ. But I will crush your souls and eat you one at a time.
I'll give you one more footnote, and I know we're going to do some more Rodgers talk, obviously, on our pregame preview episode. But we used to do a Rodgers impression in the media room for a long time, mostly Brad Biggs and I. And he used to always reference Mercedes Lewis. No matter what happened in a game, Mercedes Lewis would go like he wouldn't have a catch in the game, and it'd be the post game. Rodgers would be like, you know, love the things that Cobbie did today. You know, you got the running game going, we were really good, but Big Dog was great. You know, and he would always bring the Big Dog reference. So when Big Dog signed to play for the Bears, you should see the text thread of how excited Bigsy was that Big Dog was coming into our terrain.
Oh,
such a big part of our bit for a long time.
Wow. Did you guys ever pose that to Mr. Lewis at any time?
We talked to him in a hall. I think it was at Lucas Oil Stadium after a preseason game where we were kind of introducing ourselves and just being like, hey, we're going to need to get some Rodgers bits at some point. And I don't think we ever got to the depth that we wanted, but that was hanging out there.
That's hilarious, man. That's really good. We, as Dan said, yeah, we'll talk more on our next episode of the podcast about Aaron Rodgers, dig into what has been going on with him this year, the number, the player that he is now relative to when last Bears fans saw him playing against them and owning them and all of that stuff. So promise. There'll be much more time to talk about Aaron Rodgers.
This is an Etsy holiday ad, but you won't hear any sleigh bells or classic carols. Instead, you'll hear something original. The sound of an Etsy holiday, which sounds like this. Now that's special. Want to hear it again? Get original and affordable gifts from small shops on Etsy. For gifts that say, I get you, shop Etsy. Tap the banner to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.